Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. What a weekend. Joe Biden's convinced the Russians are trying to stop him. They like Bernie, he's saying. Keep it up, Joe. No Russians are trying to support Biden and put him over the finish line. They know how tough he will be. This will be cut 14, though, Dan. Joy Reid, who is to the far left herself, but not in the Bernie sense of revolution, on MSNBC, arguably. MSNBC is really going after Bernie Sanders. You got to love that. Listen to what she said over the weekend about Bernie and Fidel Castro.
Corrine, with Barack Obama, you know, we made the point early, it didn't work because, you know, they tried to he's a Kenyan Marxist, all the stuff that was just ridiculous. And they did try to use the same sort of vibe. It just didn't work with him. What happens when parts of it are true, right? When you have tape of him praising, you know, Fidel Castro, like that's the stuff that hasn't come out yet. What happens and how does Russia wind up being able to weaponize that? Just so that we're prepared for it. And by the way, for the Sanders supporters on social media, where this isn't to slam him, you need to know this too. If you support him, you need to know this is coming. So go ahead, Corrine. And don't go on Corrine's Twitter, Mimi Nerd.
They're all afraid of the Bernie Burrows. I'm here to tell you, Dom Giordano Show. I spoke to the Camden County Republicans on Saturday night. Great group. They're growing in numbers and strength. They're the real resistance in Jersey. That's tough sledding over there. Very, very Democratic. And they're holding a rally. We'll have the top guy on this coming Saturday when Nancy Pelosi and Spartacus and maybe some the lesser Norcross hold a rally over there at Camden County College. All right? Raising money, big money and all that stuff to send it to other places. And through a couple back channels, they're in contact with the Bernie Bros contingent of South Jersey who want to be there. And want to protest also because they're against the establishment. Could we see the Trump party with the Bernie Bros both pushing back against Nancy Pelosi? It's going to be some fun to see how that plays out. But Bernie is a legitimate threat. What is the vulnerability? Well, the vulnerability is that if he puts his cards on the table, which he does pretty much, then he's unelectable. At least as I calculate it, it's just not going to work. But I think a lot of you are worried. A lot of you, you hear caller after caller over the years. If there's one thing people call in, they've already called in today. I don't know, Dom, America's been so indoctrinated that every kid out there has gone through this. They support socialism now. They support communism. The data doesn't back that up. Okay, there's a lot of it. There's no doubt. The one area of concern for me is student loan debt. The Medicare for All is not. What Americans learn, because in polling after polling, they don't know yet. They're not following this, a lot of them, as closely. That what Bernie Sanders says would take away their own private health insurance. Once that happens, you're going to see some plummeting here if he's the nominee and we get into the general election. But on the student loan debt, unless a better case is made, they're winning currently on this. And the issue is right there. I tell as many people as I can that are inside various campaigns or all that stuff, you got to make the case and start making it how out of control these colleges are. Chapter and verse, why this has happened. that you have so many Americans in their 20s and maybe 30s and even beyond that are caught up in owing this ridiculous amount of money. Until you do that, this is a winner for Bernie Sanders. He's driving voters that are somewhat reluctant to come out and vote, never voted before, to come out and vote because they believe he's going to get this done. Whether that's the case or not, the fatal flaw is he still can't condemn stuff like Fidel Castro. Still can't do it, won't do it. Over the weekend, again, with Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes. The other is he's so radical, he's got to be directly saying we're going to get rid of fracking. All the people we've talked with over the years, you've heard it on my show in Pennsylvania, how much of the economy this is. It's incredible. You're not going to win in Florida with this Castro love and, you know, all the Venezuelan refugees there now, too. They're a powerhouse there. And you're not going to win in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, anti-fracking. I don't see it. A lot of people agree with that. That just is not going to work. Student loan debt is a big card for him, though. Huge card for him. So 855-839-1210. You get a line, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Now, what the Trump people can do, too, is these voters who are reluctant voters, who are independent or whatever, do they really think it's fair that their kid or they paid off their student loan debt, and now this guy's going to come in and tax them to do that? Got to be more of a push on this. And I think one of the ways is to attack college. Big college is an unpopular institution in many ways. That's the other thing to take a look at. So 855-839-1210. All right, we got a great side question going on today. A lot of people, Dan, I'm at the bar there. You know, just throwing back a couple of glasses of wine. Free, of course. It's always good. On Saturday night with the Camden County Republicans. And most of them wanted to talk the side questions. The other day when we said that movie that you have to watch it when it's on TV, I remember a guy coming up about Patton. There were a bunch of people there doing that. Side question of the day. With what's happened with the Fanatic over the weekend, the changes of the Fanatic, which I think are fairly minimal in order to try to meet the requirements of this lawsuit, what is it that you think should not be changed? You're messing with perfection. It may not be perfect, but you're messing with it. So far, we've had Civil War statues, beach tags in Wildwood, the bikini, Chick-fil-A, when Chick-fil-A dropped the Salvation Army, the Foxy women on Fox, although Dan differs with that, and the U.S. military. Dan, any more on Twitter, any more that you would add that I said Second Amendment?
Rocky being at the top of the steps rather to the side.
Oh, they want to change that one.
Yeah.
No, I think it worked out this way.
McDonald's should have never changed their fries. They were so much better when they had trans fats.
I'm a big fry. You know what? I indulge in fries. Nothing else at McDonald's, but I would agree with that.
Something that should be changed, make daylight savings time permanent.
I think it's messed up both ways, so I don't know if I have a dog in that fight.
A big one with a dog in the fight that you have, though, being an Italian, the name of Columbus Day.
They want to change. Don't change it.
Yeah, don't change it.
Don't change it. Yeah. And honor it and keep it a national holiday. Yes. I like that one. I'll write that down. Columbus Day. Yeah, that's absolutely. All right. So 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Just hit us with one that you think is pretty much close to what you like. Perfect. You fool around with it. Ugh. It's got to be a winner in the clubhouse here again. This might beat the bikini. Let's go to Bob in Lancaster on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Bob.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I'll go straight to my thing I don't want to be changed. I'm an old car guy.
Right.
I love cars. I like driving my own car, and I don't want to ever have to be hauled around in an autonomous car.
Well put. Yes. Let's strike back against the machine here. The driverless car is a menace. I think we've headed them off at the pass for now, but you know, Bob, that's something. Yes. Why change that? That is other than somebody to say, you know, as a vehicle for disabled people have mentioned, all right, I get some of that, but that's pretty limited versus this wholesale thing that's going on.
Yep.
What did you want to say about Bernie, Bob?
I am concerned about Bernie. Not, I don't think it can win up against Trump, but there's a culture of people, young people mostly, but even people my age, I'm in my 60s, there's a group of people that think everybody owes them something, especially the government owes them something, and that's the kind of people that he attracts.
Right, and in the past, we've been able to head that off at the pass pretty much. The difference is the emphasis on the student loan debt, because those are people that historically have not come out to vote. And I think, Bob, people are not being realistic. They think you can wish that away because it's wrong. We all agree.
Yep.
You got to have a counter argument to that, though, and you got to hammer it now to knock this guy down some more.
Well, I think President Trump's the right person to go after colleges, like you're saying about the extreme cost of college, and they never want to deal with it. They want to make their big bucks, and
that's where it is. Thank you, Bob. Thanks very much. All right, the autonomous car or the driverless car. So that would be changing how we now drive to go to that. That is a good one. Let's go to Dimitri. He's in Philly. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Dimitri. Welcome in.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't agree with the way that you've been characterizing healthcare for all, because you just said that you're worried about people losing their private healthcare.
That's what. Private
care for everybody.
Well, wait a minute. I don't care about that. I care. I like what I have now through my private health insurance. Bernie Sanders, and I'm not saying all Democrats to varying degrees, would destroy that. There would not be a private health. He just said it again yesterday. There would not be a private health insured market. We would be in a government run system, Dimitri.
Yes, and it would save you money. And you would have better health care.
Right.
Than
okay.
You would
okay.
Right
if
now.
You, if you want to do
I
that
mean,
and
do
think that's the case,
covered.
Yeah, Dimitri, you're not going to make the argument on dollars and cents with me or anything. I'm not going into a government health insurance. To me, this is my cold dead hands. It's like the Second Amendment. I've earned this. People listening now have earned it. A dollars and cents sort of argument with government control over our decision.
I'm not talking about dollars and cents. I'm talking about other people that can't afford health care, that are dying and being sick without it. Wouldn't you want them to have some kind of health care?
They already do, is what I would argue. And I agree that we want to try to continue to enhance that. That's exactly right. And we do want to get a handle on rising health care costs. But no.
I work about 50 hours a week,
right?
And I make a decent money, and I still cannot afford health care. So shouldn't I have some kind of health care?
Well, shouldn't you be at getting to an employer where that's part of your employment?
I'm in a gap where I can, where I cannot.
Well, but
where
again,
I make too much money for Obamacare, and I don't make enough to be able to afford a regular private health care.
But what I'm suggesting to you is, though, you need to find an employer, an employment situation, where the employer is your partner in that with health care, right? Isn't that the solution?
I believe the solution would be for health care to have for everyone, because it is a human right. I mean, there are other countries out there that have it.
Right.
And it is one of the best run systems that they have.
Well, that is certainly
when you're polling you're polling England and Canada on their healthcare system, they approve it way higher than us.
I'd have to see the polls you're talking about, but I would tell you this. I don't know how much you read broadly versus from your point of view, Dimitri. I don't want to be in the Canadian healthcare system, and I certainly don't want to be in the English healthcare system. It's abysmal. Do you have something that shouldn't be changed?
I believe I have strong views about automation. I believe we should have more people in the workplace instead of more automation.
I like that. Yeah, I like that. I would be in agreement with that. We're moving toward that. I don't buy just the idea, well, that's the way it's going to be. All right. Your response to Dimitri, though, making the argument that essentially, it's mean of me, I guess. Don't I want other people to be covered with health insurance? Yes, of course. But the bottom line is, no, I'm never going to give up my own health insurance, private health insurance, to be. The only thing I could tell you how passionate I am about this And you listen to my show, you know, over the years, the stuff that we've done around this, even with Obamacare, which was corrosive, it would not be anything like this. This would be it. We're not going to do this. We're going to fight on this. This, to me, is the Second Amendment. This, to me, is grabbing guns. It's grabbing what I've earned, what you've earned, my health, my family's health. No, this is all important. Nothing trumps this to me as far as an all-out assault and all-out attack to be thrown into a government system. That's how severe this is to me. I'm glad Dimitri's listening. I'm glad he called in. I don't think this is a winning issue. I told you health care on the Democrat side was the number one issue people voted on in Nevada. Here's the kicker, though. Those that voted for Medicare for all, 67% of them, according to the polling that's out there over the weekend, did not know that this Medicare for all by Bernie would take away private health insurance, your private health insurance. I'm betting that in America, when you get people to pay attention, that I win on this one. If I have to shake you by the lapels, I win on this one. I'm not there yet that I win on student loan debt. See, I'm balanced on this stuff. I'm not just telling you because it's too important. I'm trying to agitate that we have to ramp it up against the student loan debt vote. That's a loser for us at this point. It can be done. But on Medicare for All, it's a winner. If we can convince Americans that, as I was just telling Dimitri, and he conceded it, I think, you would lose your private health insurance. We'd all be in a government system. I don't believe in a million years that Americans in significant numbers are going to vote for that. If they're convinced of it, there's not enough to, and Bernie's good at this because he's telling you it. Media's not so good. They don't want to pop that question to him too often. 855-839-1210. Watch Mayor Pete tomorrow night. He's going to go after him on this and get it on the record. I don't think it'll be effective at this point, but it'll be on the record. Bloomberg's not going to do too much. He's just worried about surviving Elizabeth Warren tomorrow night. Great call from Dimitri. I didn't want to go much longer. We have a lot of people waiting. I was going to go into the actress, Liam Neeson's wife, Joe. What was that actress's name that died in a skiing accident? Is he on the phone, Dan? Yeah.
Richardson.
Natasha Richardson?
Was it? Yeah, Natasha Richardson.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I remember this, and he did a lot of work on the Canadian healthcare system. They made a decision to cut cost, and you had to get to where she had a head injury skiing. You had to get to a fixed-wing airport rather than medevac helicopters. Where we are right now, 2400 market, I bet there are 8 to 10 within a few minutes' notice to get someone evacuated to a hospital, right? Couldn't do that. They went to a station after the head injury, and ultimately they had a driver to an airport. I forget how many miles it was. And I've never forgotten that story as a perfect example. She ended up dying, and they think here she would have been helicoptered. I went back and I looked at the minutes of the debate they had, and they said they were going to cut costs in this. They were going to do something else, and they got rid of that. What? So this idea, the Canadian system, the European system, I mean, look at Italy right now. I've been in Italy, and their healthcare system is not very good. And Great Britain is one of the worst. So this idea that we're going to be gulagged into that, no. This is as important as the Second Amendment to me. People are not going to give this up. It's just up to the Republicans to make this case again and again. All right, now here's James Clyburn, African-American leader. He's two behind Nancy Pelosi, so he's the third person in the Democrat majority in the House. He's on with ABC Stephanopoulos yesterday. They're talking about Bernie Sanders and stopping him essentially, but Joe Biden in South Carolina. And Clyburn, who's African-American, talks about this socialism tint and being afraid that the House of Representatives could change hands because if Bernie's at the top of the ticket, they're all going to get labeled with that socialism light or socialism tint.
As far as Bernie Sanders goes, he built out that coalition in the state of Nevada, broader coalition than he had in New Hampshire and in Iowa. But you're already starting to see these attacks for his background as a Democratic socialist. How deep will that cut in South Carolina? And if he's the nominee, do you think it could put the House majority in danger?
A lot of people think so. I do believe it'll be an extra burden for us to have to carry. This is South Carolina, and South Carolinians are pretty leery about that title, socialist. And so I think that that would be a real burden for us in these states or congressional districts that we have to do well in. If you look at how well we did the last time and look at the congressional districts, these were not liberal or what you might call progressive districts. These are basically moderate and conservative districts that we did well in. And in those districts, it's going to be tough to hold on to these jobs if you have to make the case for accepting a self-proclaimed Democratic socialist.
Well, yeah, will Chrissy Hoahan, Dan, for example, out there in, Chester County, will she be seen riding around? You know, Bernie comes here to stump in Pennsylvania. We'll be the center of the universe. Will they all be there with Bernie? Now, those that think they're in safe seats, you know, like maybe Montgomery County, maybe they think that's safe. Maybe they would. And all these phony PhD moms that tell us all the time how uncouth Trump is and all the rest of it. Is there a remedy to say socialism? Yeah, let's give that a whirl. All right. Now, of course, we're going to hear democratic socialism constantly. Trump's not going to call it that. He's going to call them all socialists. I believe Bernie's really a communist. He's authentic in that, in this environment, saying you're a socialist. Even he, though, as crazy as he gets, even he has to pull back and say democratic socialist. He can't say communist, certainly, yet. He doesn't even really say socialist, which he is. Let's go to Raul in Audubon. Raul, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, good morning.
Hello, Dom. How are you doing? I think I called you before previously as such. In regards to Bernie Sanders, okay, I think to put it in simple terms, you have two types of people. Not to get too simplistic, and that is the fact that you have individuals that lie and know that they're lying. Then you have individuals possibly, okay, as I assume humbly, like Bernie Sanders, who actually believes his lies and whatnot. And unfortunately, in regards to, of course, the lack of homework with regards to the millennials, they basically are going to basically fall for it. Of course, hook, line, and sinker, being the fact that he's promising everything and whatnot. But what's happening in reality, okay, at the end of it, is the fact that it's called enslavement. I challenge anyone to look at anything as such, and I'm preaching to the choir, which I do know, that basically can say with a straight face that socialism works. It doesn't work. Secondly, in regards to, quickly, your other caller, previously pertaining to the fact that he said everybody's talking about basically reforming this and reforming that pertaining to the pharmaceuticals, and he forgot to receive a memo pertaining to the fact that Donald Trump actually put forth an action or a bill per se to basically, of course, bring more transparency to, of course, basically, of course, right, the pharmaceutical companies, or rather not pharmaceutical, but the hospitals pertaining to, of course, the patients.
Trump is going to be very difficult to push back on that versus the average Republican. You're exactly right. What's your change that you think we shouldn't see?
Okay, bottom line is the fact that basically most people, are the average or the majority, do not want, okay, Bernie Sanders or anybody for that matter to snatch their what you call private insurance. And also, just quickly and whatnot, I think we got to be very careful, like Dr. Epstein stated, pertaining to the fact that Google and other high-tech companies and whatnot are going to basically have a huge amount of power, enormous, you might say, influence pertaining to trying to swing votes through those algorithms and whatnot. And
all right, thank you. Thanks very much. Look, I got out of that private insurance. That's a good one. That rivals the bikini. I'm going to have trouble here. Somebody's fooling around with a bikini versus they're fooling around with your private insurance. And we hear all the time that people are unhappy. Yeah, people don't like the insurance people and some of the hoops you go through. So let's take that as a premise. And we say, yeah, can you imagine when it's a government? At least with private insurance, if you have a beef, there's a government arbiter of some of this stuff or courts or whatever. If it's a government and you have a beef when you're in that system, there is no arbiter. It's the government. That's what it is. It's a pretty simple concept.
All I know is I've met my physical quota, or my quota for physical activity this week after running a mile with the last caller.
Oh yeah.
Man. We'll give you your time. You just got to slow down.
I was getting a little, I should have said that to him. That's my fault. It's just a rule.
Great caller, fantastic content.
I know you want to put it in. Yes, it's my fault.
Hard to stay up to speed with him.
I take responsibility for that. We don't want to make you feel edgy. We'll get to you. We'll get it in there. You know, just because there are a lot of callers, we get it. We'll give you your time. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I love the private insurance. So far, the leaders in the clubhouse, there have been really good ones, though, are I can't go with the Rocky thing. I think the Rocky thing has worked out perfectly where it ended up, even though I didn't like why they did it. It works out perfectly. People still run the steps, but they go and stand at the Rocky statue. If we were at the top of the steps, a lot of lazy people wouldn't go up there. That's my sense. Private insurance or the bikini or the driverless car. Boy, that's a tough field. I got to lean toward the private insurance, but I think I'll be voted down. Let me get in a couple more here. John in Levittown. John, what's the thing you don't want changed?
I would like to see that the police aren't changed by the liberal progressive agenda. Let them do their job they see fit.
Yeah, I would say they've arrived, could we say this, at a good point today where they have reformed themselves. You know, there's not the fear that you have of some of the corruption before anything like that. And they're at a perfect point, I think, in Philadelphia versus what the others would do even more to push back against them.
I'm a 13-year veteran, and from when I started to now, I see the change they're trying to implement, and it's not a good thing.
No, definitely not a good thing. John in Wilmington, the murder capital. Hi, John. Welcome in.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Two quick things. The thing I would like not to change is the Electoral College.
Yes, that's my sweet spot. Yep.
Delaware recently joined, I guess, the other dozen states that says it's popular vote. So they've truly stolen my constitutional right to have a vote heard. And in Delaware, for example, a little trivia, every presidential election this century, over one-third of all votes in Delaware went toward the Republican nominee. Because we only have three electoral votes, clearly, if the elected officials are representing their constituents, one should have gone to the Republican and two to the Democrats. But no, all three went to the Democrats each and every presidential election in this century. And again, over a third of all votes, each vote was
right. Well, I believe in winner take all. I don't want to see a change. I like the winner take all part, but I got your point. You also had something about paying off your college loans.
Yeah, I mean, I graduated the University of Delaware, and when I graduated, I, like many today, had a boatload of federal guaranteed student loans. At the time, the National Guard was offering a program that you would come in enlisted, not take a commission, because they were trying to increase the education level of their enlisted ranks. And so they not only paid me to attend, you know, the 1 week a month and boot camp and all that kind of stuff, but for, at the time, it was a 6-year enlistment. It's now 8. But they paid off 90% of the principal, but I was given back to both my state and the federal government by sacrificing my time, putting myself at risk, and those types of things. So
good deal. Got you, John. That's something people do to pay off their loans versus have Bernie Sanders to say, never mind, you don't have to pay them off. Okay, it is Dom time. Good Monday. Welcome in. Great calls today. A lot of fun. A lot of interesting people checking in. New listeners. Love that. Somebody sent me this during the break, and it makes a fair point about the price of drugs, prescription drugs. The point I was trying to make to one caller with President Trump, that he has been all over this. Now, I understand why Democrats don't want to do it. They don't want to give a victory here. They don't want to meet him halfway because they're playing it out till after the election. Now, you can call them on that all you want. It is politics. But that's where we are. This is what he wants to do versus other Republicans who think, like Pat Toomey doesn't like this stuff when we have him on. But here's the fact. The price of prescription drugs are falling when you look at it in totality. Now, don't go crazy and say, well, what about this drug and that? Yeah. Some drugs, some situations, they're not. There is an index out there that is called the CEA. It relies on the prescription drug component of the Consumer Price Index, which is the best available measure of overall price changes for retail prescription drugs. And it shows under the Trump years, we are dipping much better than we have in the past. That does not mean, though, that if you get stuck, look, I'm not dope on this. I'm not going to be just a shill for any, that certain drugs, for a lot of reasons, some of them minutia, but a lot of different reasons, it's astronomical. And we have to fight to bring those down while also preserving the incentive for drug companies to come up with these life-saving or life-enhancing things that are almost miraculous. That's what the goal is. Now, it's going to be hard against Bernie, though, because, you know, the media, not helpful on this, making the point that things are actually going down. But then you have to put the caveat in. You don't want to be a fool. You have to say, yes, but not in every drug. And some of these horror stories are horror stories. I don't know. Dan, can you look up just to tell me, just for my own? We hear insulin in the news all the time. Is insulin going up or down? Is it a question of people just don't have enough income to be getting insulin? I think insulin may fairly have gone up. You know, demand, more Americans with diabetes, something like that.
Yeah. According to Business Insider, the cost has skyrocketed.
Okay.
In the United States.
Yeah. So my point being, don't be a fool. Don't think you just can scream and be in denial to say that some drug prices have gone up. Like insulin is one, it's going to be referenced. But Trump is on the side of using things that other Republicans, he's a populist on this. Verdict has been reached in the Weinstein trial, Dan. So let's be on this. They're waiting to give the verdict out, but the jury has reached it. They're waiting for that, maybe before the end of the show, to see exactly what they have found. As I understand it, there were major charges that they appeared because of the questioning they were asked. The two areas where he's probably going to get off are the serial charges, that he's a serial predator. People think that meant the other charges, which are very serious, too, that he's going to be convicted on. That's what the consensus was.
Can we get a little philosophical here?
Sure.
Do you think our audience cares about Harvey Weinstein?
Or what happens
in the case?
Yes, they do care about this at some degree, but not a mind-boggling degree. I take your point, but this is a big moment. It is more certain sectors of the Me Too movement and others that care about it.
Yeah, well, I think that
I care about it for this reason. To me, overall, this guy is just the epitome of Hollywood and toxicity and all the rest of it. Yeah, he's been one of the worst.
I think we as hosts have a responsibility to bring it up.
Right.
But we always wonder, you know, would our audience actually care much about this? And I just look at the Harvey Weinstein case, and the dude's scum of the earth. He deserves to get a hell of a sentence. But outside of that, you know, I just don't really care about the inner workings of the case or him showing up with a walker.
Right.
Or
well, that's
like that.
Why we may have talked about it, 0.3 seconds over the course of whatever.
Yeah.
But
when
a verdict is there and there is a decision based upon this, I mean, Cosby was much more intriguing. The local angle.
That's definitely because Cosby was a more of a face for people. I mean, he was way more famous than Harvey Weinstein. I mean, you know the name Weinstein, but I mean,
People know him by now, Joe. But he was also the good guy. Weinstein has never been seen as that, and he was local, and he was America's dad. To see that fall for grace, right? So you're right. I don't think Weinstein rises to that level, but I don't think it's inconsequential. For example, if Harvey Weinstein in this whole thing were found not guilty of everything, I think that would be amazing. And we would go back to, again, people saying, here's why it's important. Women are not believed. I think women are believed today, but you have to have the evidence. I don't think we're in the bad old days. But I don't think he's going to be found innocent of all charges in this. And he has another trial coming up in L.A. I take your point, though, Dan. Talk radio is a tricky business. Just because even Fox News is all over this doesn't mean that our listeners are. So I'll ask that. I'll ask that, throw it in. do you care what happens to him? I think there is significance. If he is found not guilty of all these rape in the first degree, predatory sexual assault, and all the rest, that's a pretty big story. But I think he is going to be found guilty of some of it. That's what the consensus appears to be. We'll give you the verdict when they announce it, but it has been reached in this. And it wasn't that long. This jury wasn't out there that long. And that usually means, I think, they see something here. 855-839-1210. I'll give you another one, too, that I don't think listeners are interested in, and there's some hosts who talk about the Royals and all, you know, ad nauseum. I can't imagine talk radio listeners are overwhelmingly interested in that. All right. Well, we got Bernie going on. We got the healthcare thing. And I mentioned it is factually based that in the Trump administration, they are driving down overall prescription costs. We've talked about some of that. And Trump wants to do a lot more on this. I get it why Democrats politically won't do it, but they got to say, politically, we're not doing it. We don't want Trump to have any kind of win. We want this to be an issue. Bernie is essentially promising he's going to get rid of almost any cost. All right? Is that a winning issue? I think student loan debt right now is a winning issue for him. I think Medicare for All is a big loser. I think it's a loser that will stop him when people come to that he means it, and he's going to try to do that. It is Dom time. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. All right, kind of the lightning round. We'll work that in. We have the Dom time calendar. I'm still looking at me firing the arrow for Valentine's Day. We're still in February. When we shift to March, it's St. Patrick's Day that I'm costume in. All building up to the one in April where we're not going to say anything about. The bunny outfit.
No comment.
That's the one that Roe resents. All right. But hit us with the thing coming off the Philly Fanatic. Give us the thing that you think should not be changed. You're fooling around. Anything can be made better. Yeah, but you know what? Big risk that you'll screw it up if you start going down that path. It would be like Cindy Crawford, you know, taking away that beauty mark. Yeah. All right, let's go to Dave in Audubon. Dave is next on Talk Radio 1210. Whoa! Hey, Dave, where are you?
Hey, Dom.
Hi.
I'm at the Giant Fitness actually in Mount Ephraim. So
oh, okay. Yeah, give us your change.
All right. Absolutely, don't change the 24-hour loop of A Christmas Story with Ralphie celebrating his lust on the Second Amendment. You know what I mean?
I love it. That is a good late entry there. I'll let you go because of all that noise there. I hear some muscle heads in the background. Yeah, is that the 24 hours? I like that.
It's tradition.
So, yeah, it's a wonderful life I could see for that. But
what?
Oh. Ralphie protecting the Second Amendment is very well done. What's the best scene in that, do you think? I like it when Ralphie gets kicked down the slide with Santa.
Oh, definitely.
And climbs back up. Shoot your eye out.
That Santa Claus, everything that he says is hysterical. It would be funny reading the phone book.
I think the more influential scene is the tongue on the
Yes,
pole.
That's a great one.
Overrated.
Double dare you.
Oh, and come on.
The other one is when he beats up the bully, pummels the bully, and really lets him have it.
Yeah. My twin, by the way, if you ever put a side-by-side.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Frightening.
Absolutely. You mean Ralphie.
No, not Ralphie. Scott Farkas,
oh,
the bully.
The bully, okay.
I'll show you the pictures.
Okay,
I have
right.
pictures in a raccoon hat.
We got to put that up. Bring it in or give it to Dan.
Definitely.
We have to put that up on Twitter. That's a good 855-839-1210. All right. Weinstein guilty on some counts. And the some counts here are all pretty substantial. It's not guilty. All right, I'll have to parse this. Guilty.
So he's guilty of a criminal sexual act in the first degree and rape in the third degree. Those were the only two counts that he was found guilty on.
Now, that criminal sexual act in the first degree, does that mean rape? Why can't they just talk in terms of rape? That seems to be a pretty serious charge.
I think it's a lesser degree charge.
Is it?
Than
predatory sexual assault, not guilty. So what is it that he's looking at? He's escaped the most dangerous charges. That's the one where you're a serial viewed as a serial rapist, something of that nature, Dan. I still think these are things that could result in many years. They're speculating apparently 10 to 20 years. Okay? That's what this indicates. Now, what do you would actually get and all that? So I think you're going to hear people say, wow, the Me Too movement, this guy was the face of it, right? I think more than Cosby, although that's a little debatable. This guy, Cosby, is in jail for life, you know, given everything. That Weinstein, this is not overwhelming at this point for the guy that we heard the most about that was reputed to be that. He has another trial coming up in Los Angeles, at least one more, with other women coming forward. So is this a shot back? That's how you're going to... Elizabeth, Dan, here's the politics of it. Here, Dom, brainstorm time. All right, I need a sounder for the brainstorm. Here are the politics of this. You know who tomorrow night is going to bring this up? Elizabeth Warren in one way, shape, or form. She's going to go after Bloomberg and to say something like, Harvey Weinstein, not enough here. And you were involved in not this, but you were involved in things like this toward women, all these non-disclosure. I want you to tell us tonight exactly what's in this. How many? What did you do to women? Why were they suing you? So could we see with this verdict more of this tomorrow night on Bloomberg? And I don't think Bloomberg can withstand this stuff. He just doesn't have the ability to push back on. He's not used to it. He would just fire people. Get this person out of here. I'll pay you. You know, that kind of thing. Watch it play out in tomorrow night's debate. I think now the battle comes down to essentially Biden and Bernie. The other players are shuffling off the stage here at this point. So 855-839-1210, you get in. Let's go to John in Warminster. Hey, John, I think you have a great source of funding all these commie schemes. What is it?
Well, Dom, I looked at Harvard's endowment fund.
Yes.
$40.1 billion. That's enough to send every student that goes to Harvard for free forever. Now, I checked a few other ones out. Yale, pretty high up there. But how many colleges do we have in the United States and no one ever hits them for anything?
That is a great point. See, and this is what the Trump administration should be hitting right now. I think Penn's got to be about $30 billion or so, just to give you a free...
Yeah.
Right. How do we continue?
Penn State was up there pretty high.
Right. How do we continue to fund these people then? Why are we doing this when we have this kind of money that they already have?
Yeah. It's disgusting. You know, they could lower the price of the tuition and stop all this crap.
Right.
I bet you there's $1 trillion in endowment money throughout the United States with all the universities.
You know what? That's a homework assignment for me, John. You've just given it to me. I am going to see.
Sorry about that.
No. I want to do that. My producers too might be involved. But DJ, if you're listening. DJ, if you're involved, if you're listening, yeah, chop, chop, get that abacus out. It's got to be close to that. And that's a great point. But, John, I got to tell you, my estimation right now is this is a winning issue at this point for Bernie Sanders. But to your point, it doesn't have to be. If they want to breed resentment, we can breed resentment toward big college pretty effectively, I think.
Yes, I think so, too.
That is brilliant. We're going to check on that. What is it, the change thing?
Dom, I do not want voting changed in any way, shape, or form. I think that if you vote, you should have to go to the polling booth on the Tuesday that you're supposed to vote. If it isn't important enough for you to get there, then it's not. You shouldn't be voting.
John, you're making it tough on me. I got the bikini over here, and you just hit where I live on the other side. What can I do? I can't change the bikini. I may have to change voting. We can't do it, John. Let me put it to you, an existential question. You made a great point. The bikini goes away.
Thanks, Tom.
The bikini goes away, John, or the voting changes. Which one are you going with?
Stick with the bikini.
There you go. Thank you, John. All right, this is going to be a tough vote. Just a very, very tough vote. I'm coming to you. Dan, do you have an answer? What the endowment guesstimate is?
No, I'm still working back here, Dom.
It might be over $1 trillion because you got to understand if, I think he's right, if Harvard's over $40 billion and Yale is like... I get it. Yes. Get another producer in here. We need more producers for the show.
You told me to pull out the abacus. I'm working on the abacus.
I saw a new guy come in there. I saw some new guy come in, like a Seinfeld guy, and he was shaking hands with everybody. Put him to work. Frank Canal, get him in here. Tell us what the endowment thing is. We can't be doing it. We got a show to be doing here. All right, we'll see if we can get that number. That is a great point, you know, because if you say a trillion to a lot of people, the eyes start to roll over. If he's right, I haven't looked at it recently. Harvard's 40 billion, Yale's 35, Penn's 30. Right there, we're over $100 billion. The Ivy League alone could be $250 million, just the Ivy League in endowment. Just that alone. Thank you, Dan. All right, Dan will continue during the break, and we'll continue the lightning round here of what it is that you think you're messing around if you change it even a little bit, coming off the thank you for the Fanatic and all that's going on with that. The bikini or voting? God. Or the Electoral College? Or driverless cars? Boy, this is very tough.
Or Christmas Story.
Or Christmas Story. Christmas Story is the bikini that beats a Christmas Story. Come on now. 855, we're almost in summer season. I'd love to broadcast right from the middle of the sands.
Your libido's overruling your heart right now.
There you go. Yeah, I'm a man of a creature of many pursuits. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom time here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.